producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
June. Days getting shorter. Just by a little bit, though. Let's be positive about this. The glass is still half full. Hope you enjoyed the longest day of the year, and you're ready for first week officially of summer. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Scott Hinnon, coming to you live and direct from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck today. Headed for the oil patch. Be up in Stanley tomorrow. Tioga on Wednesday for the million thanks celebration. And then Thursday, Watford City. So it's a road warrior week as we embark on another week of broadcast excellence for you today and all week long. Telephone number is 855-200-1776. Going to run through some news headlines here in a moment. Quickly tell you what we have planned for you today on the program. It's Monday. Monday at the speakeasy means they roll back the prices on select menu items to the 80s. And so today's a great day to head to the speakeasy. And we're going to give away a couple of certificates from the speakeasy. We have new speakeasy trivia today. We've been doing Prohibition trivia. And since we're rolling back the clock to the 80s, we thought we'd have some fun with some music from the 80s. So you're going to get a chance to name that tune a little later on in the program. We'll actually play a song from the 80s. And then if you can tell me either the artist or the title of the song, you'll win a $25 gift certificate from the speakeasy. So it'll be lots of fun. We'll do that this hour. Ellen Rander and Blanquita Cullum will be here. They're the Golden Girls discussing the news from the left. The IRS scandal dominating the Sunday shows yesterday, so give them a chance to talk about that. Bonanzaville has a 4th of July fun planned. We're going to talk with Emily from Bonanzaville about that. Lots of open phone time in the 9 o'clock hour. See a South Dakota Republican Party has called for the impeachment of Obama. Now, how do you like that? What do you think of the South Dakota Republican Party stepping out saying it's time for Obama to be impeached? I like the boldness in it. I like that they don't care that people are going to lament that's not the way to go. It's taking a position. I got to applaud them for weighing there. I am personally, although very much in belief that Barack Obama should be impeached, and there's plenty of impeachable offenses, not of the opinion that it would be something that could be accomplished between now and when his presidency thankfully ends. I think all it would do, quite honestly, is allow the media to bash on conservatives. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today, but here's a story out of the Argus Leader. The South Dakota Republican Party State Convention passed a resolution calling for the impeachment of President Barack Obama on Saturday. The resolution says Obama has violated his oath of office in numerous ways, specifically cites the release of the five Taliban combatants in a trade for captive U.S. soldier Bo Bergdahl, and is literally calling for his impeachment. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today on the program. We're also going to talk about the fact that we have warned you of what the EPA wanted to do on the open water rule, and that it was very necessary for you to speak out about this and let your voice be heard. Evidently, there is a complete groundswell against this has happened as a result. That's a very good piece of news. And I think also the fact that, people are not just standing by and letting this stuff happen. They're actually engaged. So that's good. North Dakota State University System wants more money. Should they get it? Do you think they ought to Are they worthy of it? I'll talk a little bit about that today on the program, too. A couple of things in the news. There's a National AP story on how oil drilling is threatening the solitude of Theodore Roosevelt National Park. I specifically want to hear from people who live there, who spend a lot of time there, and see whether or not they agree. Most of this, I think, comes from anti-oil activists rather than real people. So I have a real people alert today for some answers to that question. A couple things will follow. All of that in the 9 o'clock hour in our open phone segment, tackle some of those topics. 10 o'clock hour, Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, will join us. A couple things in the news. One, the milestone of North Dakota reaching 1 million barrels per day and how that 1 million barrels, 1 million thanks celebration will play out this week. And here's what I really encourage you to do when we have Ron Ness, the sole top industry representative. In other words, Ron's group, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, has, you know, hundreds of member companies that he speaks for. And so a great resource, whether it is one of the challenges that you're wondering where we're at, whether it's you know, things that are happening in the industry, whether you want to know which way this is going. I mean, there's no greater resource overall on what's happening. So I really encourage you to take advantage of that and call Ron. He'll be with us in the entire 10 o'clock hour. Joins us a couple times a month usually on the program just to answer questions, just to take the pulse of folks, and a good opportunity to let him know what you're thinking and fire away on any questions. So look forward to that as well in the 10 o'clock hour. So that's the lineup. That's what we have going for you today. All you do to join us is call 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And, of course, you can always weigh in on Facebook as well. And I'm about to start the firestorm on Facebook over the South Dakota situation. And my guess is, if I was to take an instant poll of the audience, a lot of folks would be slapping the backs of the folks in South Dakota saying, attaboy, that did this, that passed this resolution. My only question is, this isn't necessarily a reason not to do it, but my only question is, what are its chances for success? You know what I mean? I'm just going to simply ask on the Facebook question today whether you agree or disagree with their decision to pass this resolution. But I am, you know, to me this is, and please disagree, to me, this is just handing the mainstream media a chance to remove the focus from the mismanagement of this country by the Obama administration and place it on Republicans who now hate Barack Obama and want to impeach him. And if I was confident enough that we could make the case and accomplish the mission prior to his packing his bags at the White House, I might actually say, give it a try. Now, the counter argument to that is, if you believe these are impeachable offenses, do you stand on principle and not worry about what the media will say about it, what the political fallout will be from it? You know, that's the other side of that coin. So I want your take on this today. I want to spend some time talking about it at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Lead editorial in the Bismarck Tribune today. Texting by teens needs to be addressed. And they're citing two Associated Press stories. Study, teens are drinking less, texting more, and another, teen texting highest in the Dakotas. And it says, first we Dakotans got to pat ourselves on the back as a society because our young people are doing well. Then more of the story became apparent. We have the second highest rate of texting while driving in the nation. Only South Dakota is worse. We're not going to indulge in hand-wringing over kids these days. As each new generation comes of age, their characteristics, faults, and merits come to light. The previous generations, now grown-ups, get a chance to fret over youth and the state of society. The report released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention surveys teens on risky behavior. Do they drink alcohol? Do they smoke? Do they get in fights? Good news. Teenagers are drinking less, smoking less, fighting less, but there's a notable uptick among teen drivers. 41% had texted or emailed behind the wheel in the previous month. This is indeed a serious problem. Texting while driving is notoriously dangerous. I'm not so sure. I want to spend a little time on this. I think texting in general and the lack of human interaction might be a bigger worry than this texting and driving stuff. But let's talk about it today on the program. We call What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale price at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale price at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343 from the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with a high quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
When the tank's on low, head for PetroServe USA locations.
Hi, friend Scott Hound here to tell you where I fill up.
PetroServe USA, you know why?
They help America feel better. 100% American-made fuels. The choice at the pump, that's what you get from a PetroServe USA location. Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, and Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead. They're in Dilworth and Glendon, up in Bemidji, down in Wappan. There's a location near you, and they have the 4-for-4 deal. That's right. Hot stuff, breakfast pizza, two cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop, or a coffee's $4. Great way to start the day, the 4-for-4 deal. And that's all day, every day. For lunch or dinner, a single topping, hot stuff, pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce fountain pop, 4-for-4. Here's some other great deals in June. The Deli Express Double XL Charbroil with Cheese, or the Double XL Chicken with Cheese, or the Barbecue Rib Double XL, all $2.99. Chex Mix for 99 cents, or Jack Link's 10-ounce beef sticks, $1.09. Just some of the great specials you'll find at a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America feel better.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
South Dakota did over the weekend on the vote. The state party convention was held this weekend, and they passed a resolution calling for the impeachment of President Barack Obama. It was not a slam dunk. They voted 191-176 in favor of the resolution, matter of fact. And the person that sponsored it, I know, Alan Unruh, he's a doctor. actually very active in the pro-life movement down in Sioux Falls. And he said, I've got a book, thick book on impeachable offenses of the president, calling on South Dakota to send a symbolic message that liberty shall be the law of the land. And other folks disagreed, said, I believe we should not use the power of impeachment for political purposes. By doing this, we'd look petty, like we can't achieve our political goals through the political process. Another fellow said he opposed the impeachment resolution, even though the only thing Obama's done the last 6 years I approve of is when he adopted a pet. A retired Marine from Butte County said, matters go beyond mere political disagreements with Obama. If anyone in this room cannot see the horrendous, traitorous scandals run by the Obama administration, I'll pray for you. Christy Noem, the lone delegate in the House, which, by the way, the impeachment proceedings calls on South Dakota's congressional delegation to take up this cause, said she didn't believe impeachment was the best way to deal with Obama. Congresswoman currently believes the best way for Congress to hold the president accountable is to continue aggressive committee oversight and investigations into the administration's actions, like the ongoing VA scandal, the targeting of conservative groups by the IRS, Benghazi, and the recent Taliban prisoner exchange. So, question, agree or disagree with that decision? Robert says, agree, worst ever, most corrupt ever, lies, lies, and take AG Holder with him. Does anybody think the IRS, oops, just happened to lose their emails? Doesn't agree. Or does agree with what South Dakota is doing. What do the Golden Girls think of this? Not sure if you saw this, Blanquita, but the South Dakota Republican Party passed a resolution this weekend calling for the impeachment of Obama. Right decision or wrong decision, you think?
These guys have lost me.
PQ, we can hear you. Can you hear us? Hello, Blanquita.
I'm here.
There's that sunshiny voice. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. We could hear you. You couldn't hear us, I guess. But
I couldn't hear you, and I felt like abandoned.
Yes, I hate when that happens. We're trying to track down Miss Ratner, too, so both Golden Girls will be here. But in the meantime, because I know Ellen will scream at this, what do you think of the South Dakota Republican Party passing a resolution at their convention over the weekend for the impeachment of Obama?
Well, I'm not surprised. You know, I don't know if I mentioned this to you, but when I was at the Radio and Television Correspondents' Dinner, a couple of very high-profile Democrats, and I promised to keep their identities a secret, basically said to me, why don't your people, meaning the Republican Party, Republican members of Congress, impeach him so we don't have to deal with him anymore? I thought to myself, ironically, it kind of made me laugh because obviously they would love for us to do the dirty work, and I'm not surprised that this has happened. And I frankly think the change will be when members of his own party have enough gravitas to step forward.
You know, I have a little, this is conflicting for me because there's, I believe, plenty of impeachable offenses, okay? Plenty of things that could be done, and it'd do us a service to have, you know, rather than the president and his lackeys in the media refer to them as phony scandals, and that we actually have a process to get to the bottom of them. On the other hand, as I look at the calendar, and we sit here in the summer of 2014, knowing that we're approaching the two-year mark, this before this guy's gone, I think all impeachment would do is serve to give the media a chance to beat up on conservatives and really change the story.
I think you make a very valid point. The problem is, Scott, is, and to your point, kind of a waste of time. You know, the thing of it is, if it was going to make a difference. If he was, you know, because you can get impeached and still remain president. I mean, Clinton was impeached, but he still remained president. So, you know, I would rather see the Congress unite and get some backbone and actually prosecute people, put them away. change the way that we deal with SES and other career employees who have be a part of fraud, waste, and abuse, such as in the case of the Voice of America, such as in the case with the Veterans Administration, the IRS, fire them and hold them responsible. And make it so that just because you work in the government doesn't mean that you get to get a job for life. So if the Congress can do that and actually have some muscle and come together, it will also save jobs for the Republicans and encourage of the states to go red. And if the Democrats care enough to participate with that, maybe save their own jobs.
Yeah, you know, the sad part of it is, you know, on principle, you want to say, well, I don't care what the political outcome would be. I just think that, you know, on principle, these things are wrong and ought to be dealt with. So that's where I'm a little bit conflicted. Because
yeah, but, you know, Scott, here's the problem. You know, in principle, we'd love to be able to see a lot of things. But the fact of the matter is we live with reality. We have many crises now that are going to jeopardize the ability for us to maintain a republic, a sovereignty, a democracy as we look at it. Look what's going on the border. I mean, the fact of the matter is, you have no president reach out to any of those presidents of those countries. We have had no leadership there in trying to be able to say, you know, we've got to deal with this, and we've got to deal with trying to help states' rights. The president right now is more than just fiddling while Rome burns. He's lighting the matches. So I think that, to your point, the principle of it, I agree with, but the reality is we got to get off the dime. And as I always tell you and speak to you about this, your audience has to become more engaged with their members of Congress and help them understand that their responsibility and an oath is going to be watched more than ever.
And, you know, quite honestly, a bigger problem is than Obama himself and what he's done is the people who elected him. And that's not something you're going to fix from impeachment proceedings.
And also you're not going to fix the fact that some people, I mean, I was talking to a colleague today who said that people still go out there and stand in the parade route and wave flags for him because they still like him. They're deluded. They don't want to believe that this image of his is corrupt as it is. So consequently, it's going to be the onus on the people that we elected to do the job and for the American public to be more vocal.
Exactly. And that's the awakening that needs to happen. That's the wake-up call that I think we need to focus on. Most of, quite honestly, that's not going to happen overnight. That's not going to happen with any legal proceeding. That's going to be co-workers, you know, unafraid of talking to each other, neighbors unafraid of talking to each other. It's a long process to turn this
country around. And Golden Girls talking to each other.
Exactly. Well, when one of them, when they both actually show up. But BQ, you're always there. Thank you.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you want to relax, really relax, I've got the place. One of Minnesota's premier resorts on the beautiful shores of Leech Lake and Walker, Minnesota. Great walleye fishing, great boating fun, or just lay on a lounger and relax. Stroll downtown Walker, Minnesota, and do some shopping. The place is fantastic. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. But if you really want to relax, not only do you go to Chase, you got to stay at Chase. How about this deal? You stay three nights, you get the fourth free. We're going to extend that summer vacation all summer long. Now is the time to book your deal for the entire summer. Stay three nights at Chase on the Lake and receive your fourth night free. No blackout dates, no restrictions. Lakeside condo, Lakeview hotel room, you take your pick. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, folks, it's time for a little 80s trivia brought to you by the Speakeasy Restaurant. I have a $25 gift card in my hand from the Speakeasy Restaurant. It's in Moorhead. And on Mondays, they roll back the prices to the 80s on select menu items. Okay? So we thought we'd dust off some 80s classic songs. You name that tune, and you win a gift card. So first song of the day. And go ahead and roll it, Chris. If you could tell me the name of this song. All right. Kim Carnes is who sings it. Okay. What's the name of the song? Okay. All right. Bring it down. I don't want to give away the title. All right, 855-200-1776 is the telephone number. Tell me who. Well, I told you who already. It's Kim Carnes. Tell me the name of that song. And win a $25 gift card from the Speakeasy Restaurant. All you got to do is dial 855-200-1776. When you call, press 2. Shane will answer the phone. He'll take down your name. And he'll tell me you're waiting. We'll put you on. You tell us the name of that song. First one to do it, $25 gift card from Speakeasy. All right? And by the way, we have another classic 80s song loaded and ready to go before the end of the hour. Now, I've cheated. I know what song it is because I picked the song out. But I would be about going crazy right now, tapping my toes, saying, oh, what? I'd love name that tune. Absolutely love it. And we're going to let Janet have the first shot at it here. Janet in Fargo. Phones are full. Janet, how are you?
I'm good.
Do you know
it's
that song?
Betty Davis Eyes.
It's Betty Davis Eyes. You're exactly right. Kim Carnes sang that song early in the 80s. And we have a $25 gift card for you, Janet, from the Speakeasy Restaurant. How about that?
Awesome. That's about my favorite restaurant in town.
Every Monday, they take select menu items and roll back the prices to the 80s. So how about that? You take your gift card in there on a Monday, and you're gonna have a double good deal, Janet, okay?
That's really good. Thank you.
Absolutely. Hang on a moment. Shane will get your address so we can mail you off a gift certificate. And all those other folks who called, don't fret. We've got another one. Before the end of the hour, we'll start next segment with yet another 80s song. So that's going to be fun. I look forward to Mondays for that very reason. Hey, a lot of folks are starting to make July 4th plans already. And so we wanted to tell you what was happening at Bonanzaville, one of our favorite places. Emily Werlander from out at Bonanzaville is on the phone right now, and she's got a lot of exciting stuff to tell us about for the 4th of July. How are you, Emily?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on your show this morning.
Absolutely. We wanted to let folks in on all the great fun that's happening on at Bonanzaville on the 4th of July. Do tell us.
Yes, we have a full day of activities planned for everyone. We're going to kick off the day with a 5K, 10K run walk. And then we have entertainment the whole day, the music by band Picking on Rosie. We'll have train and horse-drawn wagon rides. We'll have inflatable games, including a dunk tank. We've got a clown for the kids, face painting, a parade at 2 p.m. And then just to kick it all off, we've got a big fireworks show about 10 o'clock around Bonanzaville. So it's going to be a great day.
What's the 4th of July without fireworks, right?
Right. I know. It's going to be twice as big as last year, our fireworks show. So bring the family out for an old-fashioned day of fun with Bonanzaville.
Now, you do a veterans run and walk, too. You've been doing that for a number of years. Tell us about that quickly.
Yes. Registration begins at 6 a.m. at Bonanzaville. You can also pre-register online. The actual run starts at 7:30 a.m.
All right, so take that in as well. Now, the parade you said is at 2, and what did you do the parade like Main Street, Bonanzaville? Where is the parade right there on the grounds?
Yes, it's right. It goes right through Bonanzaville. So we've got a lot of entrants this year, so it should be a good time. Yep, right in Bonanzaville.
And, you know, there's a number of awesome cars on display out there at Bonanzaville. Do you use some of the historic cars that are on display there?
We do. We have a Thunderbird that will be it's in every parade we have out here. So that will be definitely coming up at the parade. So, yeah.
That sounds great. And majority of the events are doors open what for the 12 noon? 12 to 5 is where most of the events are happening, right?
Yes, the doors actually open at 10 a.m., but activities will start at 12 p.m. and go until 5 p.m. So we'll be open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. with activities from 12 to 5.
And the fireworks?
The fireworks will be around 10 o'clock.
And you can come from all over to check that out.
Yes. Yep. There's not a lot of other fireworks going on in the area, so it'll be something you don't want to miss.
City of West Fargo and the Fargo-Moorhead Convention and Visitors Bureau doing the fireworks, which will be great fun. And folks aren't going to go away hungry either, are they?
No, we've got lots of food vendors coming out. Even some, you know, we have the traditional hot dogs, barbecues, but then we've got some really fun different foods too, some fair foods like hamburgers with bagels and deep fried, all that fun stuff. So no one will walk away hungry, that's for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. If folks want to find out more about all the events and any details, where would you send them, Emily?
Go to bonanzaville.org, and there's a full list of all of our activities and the time that they'll take place.
Fantastic. Always good to catch up with you, and what's more American than spending a 4th of July celebrating freedom in a place where there's a whole lot of history, right?
Yes, and we also have a new exhibit that will be on display. It opens Tuesday, and it's from the U.S. Memorial Holocaust Museum, and it's a Nazi book burning exhibit. So that's definitely a great exhibit to have, just once again to be thankful for our freedom, and that exhibit kind of just gives you another reason, you know, to be glad you're an American. So.
Very interesting. All right. Well, we'll look forward to that very much. Hope it's packed out there, and folks enjoy the day. Thanks, Emily, for the update.
Yes, have a wonderful week. Happy
you Monday. Too. You bet. All right, Emily, appreciate it. Emily from Bonanzaville. Folks, check that out. 4th of July should be a lot of fun. Let's check sports with Dustin Moore, and then we'll be back with another 80s trivia of the weather coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone. Well, if soccer fan or not, if you had a chance to watch the USA versus Portugal yesterday, you were in for a good one. However, the very, very end of the match wasn't exactly what USA fans expected. It didn't get off to a good start for USA, but they were able to come back. Here's a short highlight package.
The United States with 3 points. can make history, getting out of their group for the first time ever in back-to-back tournaments.
Andre Almeida, back in by Veloso. Oh, it's a miscue to Nani! Oh, my goodness me! The USA! Chris, the self-destruct button there. Here comes the corner. It wouldn't drop to a white shirt. Now it has. Jones. Oh, yes! Jermaine Jones! What a cracker from him! USA level! Simply sensational strike.
But my goodness, if you're going to score your first World Cup goal, it might as well be like that.
Nicely measured. Jones to Yedlin. Only Dempsey to aim up. Really, nearly got to him. He has got to Bradley. And then Zusi. And Dempsey is the offside. He is. It's 2-1 to the US. Portugal on the brink of elimination. Can they do something here? It's Cristiano Ronaldo. Oh, it's a great cross. And it is an equaliser from Pereira. USA denied.
It was an unbelievable last-second goal, literally last-second goal for Portugal. Cristiano Ronaldo had been held in check essentially the entire game, 95 minutes, and a misplay by Michael Bradley, a good defensive play, I guess, by Portugal, got the ball onto Ronaldo's foot. Ronaldo made a run up the right side and had a beautiful cross to Varela, who had a more or less an easy header pass, Tim Howard. The clock literally read 95 minutes and change, so just seconds before the whistle was going to blow to give USA the improbable win over Portugal. It did not happen. However, the USA, just the comeback alone, being down 1-0 after the fifth minute on a terrible defensive play by Jeff Cameron. It was Jermaine Jones in the 64th minute who just had a world-class strike, as you heard. And then in the 81st minute, a few shots in front of the goalkeeper for Portugal. Dempsey ends up getting a little flick from Graham Zusi. He kind of belly bumps the ball, I guess you'd say, into the net for the 2-1 lead. And at that point, USA just needed to hold on, and it came down to a last-second shot, which tied it for Portugal. However, that does not mean the USA is done. A fantastic showing against Portugal. Their spirit should be high against Germany. Of course, Germany doesn't have the injuries that Portugal has, so it's going to be a much, much tougher deal for the U.S. By getting a tie against Portugal, the U.S. is still in fine shape moving forward. The team is tied with Germany at 4 points at the top of the group, and Portugal and Ghana are both tied at 1 point at the bottom of the group. A USA win over Germany would guarantee that the Americans would move forward in the tournament. If the U.S. tie against Germany, that would mean both Germany and the U.S. would move on with 5 points, and both teams would advance. That's probably the best-case scenarios for both countries, as Germany probably doesn't want a Portugal or a Ghana to advance. Everybody still thinks the USA is a little easier opponent. I think they're thinking that less and less as each match goes by. Jurgen Klinsmann said he doesn't want the U.S. to tie the Germans. He wants to beat them. Of course, Klinsmann would say that. If the U.S. loses to Germany, it would then all depend on what happens in the Ghana-Portugal game. U.S. would be hoping that Portugal and Ghana tie, which would result in the U.S. advancing no matter what. If the USA loses and there is a winner in the Portugal-Ghana match, the Americans would have to rely on goal differential. As of right now, the U.S. has a 1-plus goal difference, better than Ghana's -1 and better than Portugal's -4. In that case, the U.S. would hope Portugal beats Ghana by a small margin, and the Americans wouldn't want to give up too many goals against Germany. If, by some chance, the USA loses to Germany and is tied with Ghana or Portugal in points and goal differential, the next tiebreaker is total goals scored. The U.S. scored 4 goals in their first 2 games. Ghana has scored 3. Portugal has scored 2. If even after that it's still tied, FIFA gets into some other tiebreakers. We can get into that later. More of What's On Your Mind coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes.
twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Set up, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive at Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
What's on your mind? Ladies and gentlemen, that's the question we ask. Is it the impeachment of Obama? You waking up today saying, way to go, South Dakota. Good job. Good job. Let's do it. North Dakota State University system wants more money. You waking up today saying, gosh, darn it, anyway, I want to give them some more money. Give them some more money. Texting and driving, a problem more in the Dakotas than other places. Parents, are you worried? We'll talk about that. I also want to find, I'm on a real people hunt. And I want to know what folks think about this concern over oil drilling in the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Is that an environmentalist activist sort of jihad, or is there real people out there concerned about that? Questions I have that we'll tackle today on What's on Your Mind. You can answer all of them, plus Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, will join us. And that'll take place at the 10 o'clock hour today. All right, we have to round out our giveaways here for the Speakeasy Restaurant, where they're rolling back the prices today to the 80s. Every Monday, select menu items, priced to the 80s. Speakeasy, a great restaurant in Moorhead.
Great Italian fare. That's my favorite part of the speakeasy. So this time around, I think you'll get pretty quickly the title of the song. I want to know who sang this song. Here's a song from the 80s. Name that tune and win a gift certificate from the speakeasy. Here you go.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky.
Love this tune. How about you? Who sings this song?
Makes me feel good.
One of the artists.
Well, I love a rainy night.
Really cranks up here. By the way, the number to call, 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Tell me who sings this song. Win a $25 gift certificate from the Speakeasy Restaurant. When you call, and push the number 2, okay? Here we go. Listen. Listen close now. Who's singing this?
Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
All right. Let's go to Moorhead first. First contestant is Randy in Moorhead. Randy, who sings that song?
Eddie Rabbit.
Very good. I haven't heard that name in a long time. How about you?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Eddie Rabbit. And a few 80s, what they called at the time, crossovers, right? Because he was kind of a country artist, but, you know, a few of his songs would hit the pop charts. I Love a Rainy Night, Eddie Rabbit, an 80s classic. Topped the charts for quite some time. Randy, hang on. We have a $25 gift certificate from the Speakeasy Restaurant for you. Thanks for listening. Appreciate that very much. And it's as easy as that. Looking forward to it. Every Monday. Speakeasy Restaurant, Moorhead, rolling back the prices to the 80s. And we're going to do Name That Tune Trivia. The only clue is they're 80 songs. You have to decide who's singing, what the title is. So, anyway, kind of fun. Eddie Rabbit, I Love a Rainy Night. Way to go, Randy and Moorhead. All right, about 7 before the top of the hour, we have just a couple minutes left here to get you the weather picture for a brand new week. What a weekend, huh? Absolutely pretty darn good. 61 degrees where I'm at right now in Bismarck, heading for 77 on the oil patch. 57 degrees, heading for a high of 72. I'll start with the oil patch forecast for today. Partial cloudiness early, scattered showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon. 71 for a high with a northwest wind at 10 to 20. Chance of rain 50%. Scattered thunderstorms tonight, few showers possibly late. Low about 50 with a north-northeast wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain at 40%. Rest of the week, 70 tomorrow. Some showers Wednesday and Thursday. 72 Wednesday, 79 Thursday, 75 Friday. All right? That's what you're looking at. Williston, 57 at this hour. Watford City, 59. Newtown, 59. Stanley, 59 degrees. Columbus, 59 under cloudy skies. Let's check the forecast for the valley today. Here's what we're looking at. Sun will be shining at least to start today here. Partly cloudy a little later afternoon. A stray afternoon thunderstorm possible in some parts of the valley. 77 for a high. Northwest wind at 5 to 10 tonight. Scattered thunderstorms early, mainly cloudy late with a few showers, a little about 59 degrees. Rest of the week, mid-60s tomorrow, cooling off a bit. Mid-70s. Wednesday with some showers, then warming back up by the weekend, Thursday and Friday, low 70s and upper 80s. 66 right now in Grand Forks, partly cloudy skies. Hillsboro, 66 and fair. Grafton, fair and 66 degrees. Kindred, 70, headed for 81 today. Breckenridge, 64, heading for 81. Fergus Falls, 66, headed for 79. Detroit Lake, 66. The Fervor, 64 right now. Watertown, 64 degrees. Aberdeen, 64. And Fargo is 66 degrees. On the way to the low 80s today. So should be a all in all pretty nice day. All right, coming up on What's on Your Mind, South Dakota Republican Party over the weekend passing a resolution calling for the impeachment of Obama. I noticed we posted that question on our Facebook page. A lot of folks liking it, less commenting on it. But those that are, say thumbs up. That's one question we have for you today. That and a few other things in the news. And in our 10 o'clock hour, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council takes your questions. So fire away with your questions and comments today on the program we call What's on Your Mind? Straight ahead.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What's the number one need in the Bakken? Affordable housing. Folks, it's here in Stanley, North Dakota, and I want you to see it for yourself Saturday at Frontier Village, a new development located on the west side of Stanley, very close to great amenities like the new Cashwise store, just north of that location on the north side of Highway 2, real close to the Holiday Station store, walking distance to schools. It's here, and it's affordable. There's model homes that you can see. You can move in immediately. Lots of choices of manufactured homes. It's never been easier to get into a new home that meets your needs and meets your budget. This is truly affordable housing. 9 to 5 Saturday, stop by for the open house at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of Cashwise Foods. Can't wait? Call 701-628-2418. One more time, 701-628-2418. Open houses every Saturday now through the end of July at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of the Cashwise Food on the north side of Highway 2.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.